Getting the American Rescue Plan passed was the easy part of fulfilling President Biden's promises, because almost all the elements in the plan could be under the rubric of reconciliation. All the Democrats needed to do was get all 50 senators on board. That worked in large part because, despite Senator Joe Manchin's so-called moderation, he very much wants President Biden to succeed. Until the next reconciliation bill comes up, sometime around October for the next fiscal year, anything that passes the Senate will have to either garner 60 votes, a Herculean task, given the Republican minority's uniform desire to deny Biden and the Democrats any victories, or be turned into another exception to the filibuster rule. Among the bills lined up, either already passed by the House or in consideration, are two voting rights bills, an immigration overhaul, a Justice and Policing Act, a law protecting the right to organize unions, a law making the refundable child tax credit permanent, and an infrastructure bill that will be heavily weighted towards greening our economy. And I didn't even mention statehood for the District of Columbia. If I were to rank these bills in importance, I would have to put the two voting rights bills front and center. The reason is that all over the country, state legislatures are currently debating bills that, if passed, will constitute the greatest rollback in black voting rights since the era of Jim Crow. Given Trump's remaking of the federal judiciary, including three Supreme Court justices, the only potential check on these blatantly racist efforts is the federal government. There have been two very dramatic improvements in the lives of African Americans since the Civil War. The first was the period of Reconstruction, when Abraham Lincoln's party passed the 14th and 15th Amendments and then enforced them with U.S. Army troops. These amendments gave black Americans full civil rights and black men the right to vote. But Southern resistance, spearheaded by homegrown terrorists, the Ku Klux Klan, ultimately prevailed, getting U.S. Army troops withdrawn from the last holdout states in 1877. From that point through the first decade of the 20th century, black political participation in Southern politics was eroded, culminating in the passage of Jim Crow legislation that eviscerated both amendments. With black folks at first limited in political influence after 1877 and then denied all political rights during the decade of the 1890s, it is not surprising that racism in all its disgusting attributes, scholarship, economic opportunities, the culture — check out old Disney cartoons or Marx Brothers movies, for example — and lynching all flourished. But black Americans never gave up. And in the 1960s, their resistance finally garnered sufficient allies among their white fellow citizens to force through the second Reconstruction, crowned by the Voting Rights Act of 1965. But just as white Southerners never gave up attempting to put black Americans in their place after the Civil War, the mere passage of the Voting Rights Act did not stop racists from attempting to organize to roll back the second Reconstruction. And their resistance finally bore fruit, starting with the Supreme Court's disgusting decision in Shelby County versus Holder, which destroyed an important element of the Voting Rights Act. Ever since then, hundreds of voter suppression laws have been introduced, and many too many have passed. This Supreme Court may very well be on the verge of eviscerating the entire Voting Rights Act if their questions on a recent oral argument are indicative of how they will rule. If these voting rights laws before Congress today do not pass and voter suppression is successful before the 2022 elections, the Republicans may take back the House or the Senate or both, creating a Republican veto of anything and everything we the people want from the Biden administration. We all must fight voter suppression as if our lives depended on it, because they do.